This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The sound of Syrian rebels shooting down a government helicopter Tuesday in the country's northwest, where opposition activists say Syrian troops are on the offensive in the last rebel stronghold. Video taken by the Associated Press shows the helicopter burning and falling out of the sky, cheering by rebels and two bodies near the crash site. This as government forces come closer to capturing the last rebel held, part of a strategic highway linking southern with northern Syria. That would bring the road under full control of President Bashar Assad for the first time in nearly 8 years. UN agencies report an unprecedented number of people are fleeing for their lives as fighting intensifies among Syrian forces, their Russian allies, and rebel groups in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The United Nations says nearly 700,000 people have fled Idlib and surrounding areas in just over the last 10 weeks. Many have been forced to flee several times since Syria and its Russian allies launched a military offensive 9 months ago to retake Idlib, the last rebel stronghold in the country. Jens Laerke is a spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
This latest displacement compounds an already dire humanitarian situation on the ground there, and protection, shelter, water, food, sanitation and hygiene material, health and emergency education are all urgent priorities.
Aid agencies are increasing their humanitarian operations in response to the unfolding tragedy. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this and other stories, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A top Sudanese official said Tuesday the country's transitional authorities and rebel groups have agreed to hand over former autocratic President Omar al-Bashir to the International Criminal Court for war crimes, including mass killings in Darfur. Al-Bashir is wanted by the ICC on charges of crimes against humanity and genocide related to the Darfur conflict. He was overthrown by the military last year amid a public uprising. Voting in the first primary of the U.S. 2020 campaign is well underway in New Hampshire. Top U.S. Democratic presidential candidates are spending a final day sparring with each other, trying to gain an early advantage in the race to oppose Republican presidential Donald Trump in next November's national election. Democratic presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar says rival candidate Mike Bloomberg should be taking part in the Democratic debate, speaking to supporters outside a polling site.
He needs to be on the debate stage, and then I can be on equal footing with him. I'm never going to beat him on the airwaves, but I can beat him on the debate stage.
The contest in the rural northeastern state has taken on added consequence in the aftermath of a split vote in the last week's Iowa caucuses that were remembered mostly for the very slow release of the final outcome. The problem was linked to a wrongly coded app used in collecting vote totals from throughout the farm state. The World Health Organization chief said the first vaccine targeting China's coronavirus could be available in 18 months. He said the virus has been named COVID-19. This as China reports 108 more deaths Tuesday, taking the total dead from the virus to 1,016. The government's senior medical advisor says the coronavirus outbreak is hitting a peak this month and may be over in April. Australian authorities say heavy rain could extinguish all of the fires in New South Wales state by the end of the week. Parts of eastern Australia have seen their heaviest downpours in more than 30 years. Emergency authorities warn of life-threatening flash flooding. The New South Wales Emergency Services Minister says heavy rain has caused chaos in some areas, but could put out all the state's bushfires within days.
We expect that a number of local government areas will be given natural disaster declarations, which will allow for extra funding, extra support, and of course make the appropriate response from our emergency services.
The Australian bushfire crisis began in September. At least 33 people have been killed and thousands of homes destroyed. According to a new report by a U.S. government watchdog, reconstruction and stabilization activities in Afghanistan have left just over 5,000 people killed or injured during a 17-year period following the 2001 U.S.-led invasion that toppled the Taliban. The report said the deaths were the result of Taliban and other militant attacks. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.